This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply, Sarah Hobero from Umpqua Valley Arts Inn. And you guys have got a lot of things going on right now.
We do. We are back open after a nice break installing the new shows, which opened on Friday. When in the Woods and three other brand new exhibits just opened. They are incredible. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Kyle, have you had a chance to see them yet?
I did not. I was going to come over. Yeah, that really long reception on Friday, but I got slammed with projects here, so I haven't gotten over there yet. But what kinds of things are in the show?
So we have When in the Woods in our Hallie Brown Ford Gallery. We have Boundaries, Barriers, Bridges, featuring our UVA artist member Vicky McGuire in our Red Door Gallery. Finding the Light, a tribute to Amanda Gorman's 2021 inauguration poem, is in Gallery 2. And in our corridor space, we have Abstract Seascape Monotypes by artist Karen McDowell. So our galleries are full of incredible work, and we hope that everybody has an opportunity to come see the works. We're keeping the building extremely safe, and we would love to see everyone.
So how long is this show up till?
This show will be up through March 25th, and we will have quite a few special events tied to these exhibits, some incredible artist talks in February. So stay tuned. You can find out all of the fun events and news and things you might want to tune into on our social media or on our website, uvarts.com.
And I can imagine the artist talks might be pretty interesting, because it's one thing to look at a piece of art as a non-artist, and it's another thing to really learn what went into its crafting.
Absolutely. And that was one of the exciting things for me about Friday's opening reception. We had quite a few of the artists come in person, and I had the opportunity to chat with them about how they created the work, what went into their most recent works during the pandemic. And one of the biggest questions I always have is, when do you know it's finished? So pretty exciting to chat with the artists, and we will have quite a few of the artists featured in When in the Woods participate in the artist talk, and that will be a virtual event, so anyone can tune in. That will be in February. More details coming soon.
That's an interesting question about when do you know it's finished, because especially with a painting, there's like a point where are you done, or if you do one thing more, have you just messed it up?
Exactly. And that was an interesting conversation I had with Jason Green, who has quite a few pieces in our current show. And his pieces are extremely intricate, many different layers. And he says oftentimes I could keep going and going and going. Then I have to set it aside for a little while, and maybe I'll come back in a couple months. And if I come back in a couple months and it still looks solid, I put it in a show.
I'll be darned. Interesting. So what else is going on at UVA?
So we are already gearing up for Summer Arts Festival, Kyle, if you can believe it. Our 53rd annual festival is coming up this June, and we already have all of our calls out for vendors, food trucks, musicians, community performers. We have a poster contest call out. Deadline for that is February 25th. And as always, we're looking to grow our committee, so we're looking for volunteers. If you would like to be a part of a fun group that plans one of the community's favorite summer events, give us a call and we'll make sure we tie you into the right area.
And we're working on getting a little cooler weather this year.
Yes. I'm still a bit traumatized from that, Kyle. That was quite extreme. But we are hoping for the best this year and trying to make our festival even stronger and better than ever. One new aspect that I am very excited about is we will have a young artist vendor section. So there will be a call put out for any young artists that want to try to sell their work.
Cool. That sounds neat. Now, one of the things you guys have over there behind the main building is the clay place. What's going on over there?
Clay Place. So much exciting things happening at the Clay Place, Kyle. And we just want the community to know that this is a community clay studio that's tied to Umpqua Valley Arts. And in 2022, you can look forward to workshops, classes, summer camps. We really want to make it a space that absolutely everybody in the community feels like they can experience and enjoy. And we've been working hard on getting new programming out. So we're excited for 2022. Our arts education coordinator is working hard at getting all of our classes and workshops and summer camps for youth. Teen Studio is coming back in February on Wednesday afternoons, and we will be doing some Saturday classes again starting February 12th.
Wow. Anything else that people ought to know?
Come on by Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Everything you need to know is going to be on our social media or our website.
All right, Sarah Holborough, Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:40, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.